Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning. It is 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Ted Woodward. Steve McIntosh has the day off. It is Tuesday, December 5th. We'll get a full look at our forecast here on this Tuesday coming up in just a few minutes. Another shooting in southeast Wichita after two homicides in that part of town last weekend. One person is in critical condition this morning following a shooting. This was near Pawnee and George Washington Boulevard. And that shooting took place at about 2 in the morning today. That was in the 2600 block of South Jewett.
Republicans are making some progress in moving ahead with a tax cut bill backed by President Trump. Fox's Griff Jenkins has more from Washington.
First step in blending the House and Senate plans and one step closer to the president's Christmas promise.
We're now one huge step closer to delivering to the American people the historic tax relief as a giant present for Christmas.
Both the House Republicans and Democrats naming their conferees on tax reform.
House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi is slamming the tax cut plan, calling it one of the worst bills to be brought to the House floor in the history of the United States.
Two homicide cases were recorded in Wichita on Sunday. Police Lieutenant Todd Ogile says the most recent incident took place on Sunday evening in southeast Wichita, involving a couple of crime scenes near Harry and George Washington Boulevard. Initially, officers were called to a shooting in the 1600 block of South Green, where they found a man with a gunshot wound to his leg. Then, within minutes, they got a call of another shooting nearby in the 2600 block of East Wilma, where 26-year-old Rolando Holt had been shot multiple times and killed.
Mr. Holt was at the residence. He does not live there. He was visiting friends there. Sometime during the evening, or shortly before 8 o'clock, unknown individuals came to the house, entered the house, shooting and killing Mr. Holt.
The suspects all fled on foot.
After back-to-back deadly weekends in Wichita, seven people were killed in a 10-day period. Police Chief Gordon Ramsey comments on some trends in many of these homicides.
Overwhelmingly, the majority of the victims and suspects know each other in our homicide cases. There's often a connection to drugs, and sometimes we see that the arguments that ensue often are begin or end on social media, and often fueled by social media.
Wichita has recorded 35 homicides this year. That's already more than last year, with about a month remaining in 2017.
Police say two people are being held in the death of a Wichita boy discovered earlier this year encased in concrete.
The remains of 3-year-old Evan Brewer were discovered on September 2nd inside of a Wichita home where his mother once lived. Wichita police released a statement Monday saying the boy's mother, 36-year-old Miranda Miller, and her boyfriend, 40-year-old Stephen Bodine, are being held on suspicion of felony murder and child abuse. They're expected to make a court appearance later this week. Miller was already in jail, charged with aggravated interference with parental custody. Bodine was also in jail, charged with aggravated assault. The landlord cleaning out the home alerted police after finding a suspicious concrete structure emitting an odor. The boy is the grandson of former Wichita mayor and Kansas gubernatorial candidate Carl Brewer. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
It's the most shocking allegation yet against Michigan Congressman John Conyers. Fox's Tom Rigotti reports.
A former employee of Conyers now accuses the Democrat of sliding his hand up her skirt and rubbing her thighs while sitting next to him in the front row of a church. Eliza Grubbs worked for Conyers for over a decade and is the cousin of another accuser, Marion Brown. Brown reached a confidential settlement with Conyers over sexual harassment accusations, but broke a confidentiality agreement to speak publicly last week. The new details emerged as Conyers is expected to speak on a Detroit radio show today about his political future. The 88-year-old returned to Detroit from Washington last week and was hospitalized after complaining of feeling lightheaded. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
A local couple is opening up a fried pie shop in Park City. It's the first one in Kansas.
Arbuckle Mountain Fried Pies is set to open later this month. Owners Herb and Amber Callender purchased the franchise from the Tonkawa location just south of the Oklahoma-Kansas border. Fried pies have been around since the 1800s and were first served to ranchers who worked in the fields of Oklahoma's Arbuckle Mountains. Not wanting to mess with a good thing, the plan is to stick to the original pie recipes. Customers will be able to choose from such delights as meat pies, spinach and mushroom, apple, cherry, lemon, and numerous other mouth-watering treats. Arbuckle Mountain Fried Pies will be located in Park City off I-35 and East 61st. Amy Webb, KNSS News.
A six-year-old skeptical letter to Father Christmas is going viral. Fox's Kristen Goodwin has more.
Sarah McCammon took to Twitter to share the note her six-year-old son wrote to Saint Nick. The letter reads in part, "Dear Santa, I'm only doing this for the class. I know your naughty list is empty, and your good list is empty, and your life is empty. You don't know the troubles I've had in my life. Goodbye. I'm not telling you my name." Folks found the youngster's skepticism to be hilarious, calling it priceless. The note quickly became a top trending Twitter moment. Mom did reassure folks the so-called trouble her son has is his brother, jokingly adding, "Don't call child services." I'm Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
KNSS News Time here on a Tuesday morning, 6:05.
It's the holiday season, and Taco Bell is giving away free Christmas cash. All you have to do is listen each day for the Taco Bell weekly location and join us for your chance to win Christmas cash at Taco Bell. One lucky drive-through customer will win $98 in free Christmas cash. Are you the lucky one? Drive through and see if you win some Christmas cash. Just Taco Bell's way of saying thanks and happy holidays. Central Christian Church welcomes you to worship with us at our new service times, starting December 30th and 31st, Saturday evenings at 5:30 and Sunday mornings at 9 and 10:45. We also offer Hispanic service at 5:15 on Sunday evenings. Whether it's a full choir and orchestra or a praise band playing your favorite contemporary songs, Central Christian Church offers both with a biblically focused message to equip you and your family.
It's 6:11 with Steve and Ted in the morning. You're listening to 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. And here on this Tuesday morning, let's get our first look at traffic for the day. And let's check in with Tony Dusing. Good morning, Tony.
Well, hey, good morning there, Steve and Ted. Steve Boyer, of course. We've got vehicle fire reporting at Interstate 235 in MacArthur. That's Interstate 235 MacArthur vehicle fire there. And there was an attempted robbery with a clubbing at the 1800 block of South Market. Police are down there looking for that right now. And then we are also kind of on a little bit of a light snow flurry watch. We're out looking at that. Nothing really right now reported to Wichita, but we've seen some snow flurries south of us, especially in the Oklahoma area. There's your traffic report here. I'm Tony Dusing.
Thank you, Tony. Now let's take a look at today's weather forecast as we get into a Tuesday. Check in with meteorologist Dan Holliday. Dan.
Good morning. Following the strong cold front that moved through yesterday and the chilly start to our morning, it's hard to believe our temperature is going to be actually above average today, but it will be if we get to 49. Normally, we'd be around 45 this early in December. The wind out of the northwest, 15 to 25 and gusty. Clear tonight, down to 30, sunny and 47 tomorrow. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Thank you, Dan. Right now in Wichita, it's pretty cold this morning, so we're taking a look at these cold temperatures, but looks like it'll be warming up to actually a little bit below, above average today if we get up to the upper 40s. KNSS News Time is 6:13 with Steve and Ted, Tony Dusing, and Steve Boyer joining me in the studio this morning. Tony, little rumbling last night.
Well, okay, so last night you're watching the Monday Night Football game or listening to it on KFH Radio, and you feel a little shaking about 10:30. That actually was a little bit of an earthquake around Perry, Oklahoma.
Not far from us.
4.2.
About 10:30?
Yeah, about 10:30. It was about when I was kind of dozing off. So about that, it's about when I woke up. I should have been dozing off if I'm here this early in the morning. But yeah, about that time it was it occurred. Shook a few things there, here and there. But
I didn't feel that one.
Yeah, I think it's if you're laying down, kind of doing that. But if you're moving around, doing stuff, working, you're probably not going to get it driving. So,
and of course, they say usually anything below 4, you're not going to feel it. But yeah, heck, 4.2.
That's a feeler.
Get a little shaker.
So yeah. And it's mighty cold and frosty outside. I stepped outside because we're stepping in and out just to kind of see if we see any light snow flurries falling. We look on the radar, we see it south of us. We're not expected to get any major snow today
or anything like that.
And it's like you said, it's get to around 50 or so we'll see.
Was some snow, little light snow, hugging the Kansas-Oklahoma border for a while in the overnight hours, and they were thinking it might go a little bit north and into the metro area. But if it made it here, it would basically be a flurries or two.
Well, it's cold enough
right now. It's 31 degrees, by the way, partly cloudy.
Okay, so
we're still a little bit below freezing.
Right below freezing. Yep. So it is pretty chilly out there.
So you might see a flake or two if you're driving around today. 6:14 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. We always let you know what's going on with trends, and the upside down Christmas tree is starting to gain momentum. Have you seen it
again?
I've seen those
in recent years, turning Christmas trees upside down, occasionally hanging them from the ceiling.
Yes.
A trend. Target is currently selling an upside down tree. It's nearly $1,000.
Oh man. It's got the lights and everything.
And then you've got to tear up your ceiling to hang it.
And of course, you can get it on Amazon as well. Now, critics say the upside down tree is a corruption of your traditional tree that you put on the floor.
Yeah, come on, man.
Most of us do. But you go the way back to, it's an ancient practice itself. And that go all the way back to the 12th century for the traditional Christmas tree. But this tree now, they say, positioned upside down to create a representation of the Trinity and mimic the shape of a crucifix. Not sure I get that. Not sure I'm seeing that.
I've never seen a triangular shaped crucifix.
No. So if you want the upside down Christmas tree that's very, very expensive, hit Target and Amazon and they'll get you fixed up.
It's supposed to be a cat deterrent too, but whoever said that never had a cat.
Yeah, well, yeah, cats will find a way in there, huh?
Oh, they can jump and fly.
Plastic surgery gets very trendy. Who's the hottest person out there right now?
Meghan
Markle.
Oh.
Of course, the American who will be a princess.
Don't tell me she had plastic surgery.
Right. She did not, but everybody wants to look like her now.
Okay, good.
A New York-based rhinoplasty specialist says patients are requesting Meghan Markle's nose.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
The surgeon, it is cute.
The surgeon says that the narrow and well-defined bridge and tip of her nose are why it's so enviable.
Okay.
But, people want to look like attractive people.
Better than Carl Malden's nose.
I could see people doing that, going into get work done and said, I want to look like this. Because, guys do it when they want to get haircuts. They bring women do it with their hair. And, of course, with your house and stuff, if you want to remodel or do so, you go to the house magazines and pull things out and say, I like this. So I guess.
Bring it on.
Meghan
Markle's
Remember back in the late 70s, early 80s, every woman out there had to have Farrah Fawcett's hair.
Yes.
Which it looked great. But...
Well, there you go.
Oh, you can't say that anymore, can you?
Still waiting for the feathered hair to make a comeback.
Oh, that feathered hair. I remember that late
Peter
70s.
Men and women. Peter Frampton can do the women. Farrah Fawcett can do the women.
That's right.
Yeah. Jane Fonda.
Yeah. That's right.
So it's got to come back at some point.
It's got to come back.
And I've got a whole closet of clothes that I'm waiting to make a comeback as well.
You got the plastic shoes with the goldfish and the soles.
Bring that out on Halloween.
Bell-bottom pants and all that.
That's super scary.
I wonder how you feed those things.
It is 6:17 with Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS. Now it's time to take a look at what's going on in the world of sports. And let's hit it. We have Shocker basketball tonight at Coke Arena. Big night for the Shocks, now ranked number 6 in the nation, hosting the Jackrabbits of South Dakota State tonight at Coke Arena. Shocks with a record of 6-1. Rabbits are 7-3. They are a pretty good team. The Shocks are favored by 19 points going into this game tonight on home court. The Jackrabbits do come in with a reputation of a team that likes to shoot a lot of three-pointers. Let's get the scouting report on that from Shocker head coach Greg Marshall.
That's why defense it's hard to measure defense, how important it is, but it's very important to me. So I want to make sure every one of those three-pointers is contested, and there's a hand in the face and someone running at the shooter, and at least they can't just concentrate on that rim.
See how the Shockers do on the three-point defense tonight. Shockers in South Dakota State. Pre-game coverage begins at 6 o'clock tonight with Mike Kennedy, and Dave Dahl with the call of the game. It's on 103.7 KEYN. Game will tip off at 7 o'clock tonight at Coke Arena for Shocker basketball. And then after the game, be sure to join Shane Dennis and Jeff Lutz. They will be taking your phone calls on the Shocker Locker Room Show, broadcasting live out at Twin Peaks in East Wichita at 21st and Rock. Make sure you take a look at that. The new college basketball rankings came out yesterday. Kansas remains ranked number 2 in the nation in both the Associated Press and the coaches' polls. Jayhawks are 7-0, still getting just one first-place vote in the coaches' poll. Duke's getting most everything else as far as first-place votes. The Shockers moved up a couple of spots. Wichita State now 6th in the nation in both polls, jumping over Kentucky and Notre Dame. Coincidentally enough, the two teams that have accounted for the last two Shocker losses. But the now Shocks are ranked ahead of both of them, ranked number 6 in the nation in both polls. K-State getting a few votes in both polls. K-State, in fact, as high as 35th in votes in the AP poll. Speaking of K-State, Wildcats play tonight up in Bramlage Coliseum in Manhattan at 7 o'clock. Cats are going for their fourth win in a row. They're hosting South Carolina upstate. K-State has won 21 straight home non-conference games. And
wow,
should make it 22 tonight against SC upstate. We'll be talking pro football tonight right here on KNSS on the Chiefs Kingdom Show, the weekly show with the play-by-play voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holtis, talking all things Chiefs. Two huge games coming up at home in the next 2 weeks against their division foes, the Oakland Raiders and the Los Angeles Chargers. We'll go an awful long way to deciding whether or not the Chiefs make the playoffs. 7 o'clock tonight, the Chiefs Kingdom Show. It's right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, your home for Chiefs football. Monday night football last night in Cincinnati in the rain and the cold. The Cincinnati Bengals were hosting the red-hot Pittsburgh Steelers. Cincinnati had the Steelers down most of the game until Pittsburgh scored 13 unanswered points in the fourth quarter. Came back to beat Cincy 23-20. That's now a 7-game winning streak for the Steelers. Getting some playing time for Pittsburgh on that offensive line. B.J. Finney from Andale helping the Steelers to more than 4 yards per rush on the night. And a road win over Cincinnati on Monday Night Football. You heard that game on KFH. And a little NBA basketball last night. The Phoenix Suns go into Philly and beat the 76ers 115-101. A little bit of an upset there. Nice win for Phoenix. Coming off the bench for the Suns, former Kansas Jayhawk, the rookie Josh Jackson, had 7 points, 3 rebounds, and a couple of steals in that road win for Phoenix. That's sports with Stephen Ted on KNSS. It is a 621 rather, Stephen Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Of all the crazy things going on in the world, Fox News commentator Todd Starnes usually finds a great topic to muse on. He'll be coming up in just a couple of minutes right here. Stephen Ted in the morning, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.